Providing adequate anchorage for tooth movement in adults is a common problem for orthodontists. In a previous article review in this month's program, I discussed the use of individual canine distraction to retract a maxillary canine in an adult with no loss of posterior anchorage. Another source of anchorage support for tooth movement that is gaining increased popularity is the use of surgical mini screws. These screws are similar to the screws that surgeons use to hold fixation plates in the maxilla or mandible during orthognathic surgery. They can be easily placed to provide orthodontic anchorage by simply screwing them through the attached gingiva into cortical plate and leaving the head of the screw exposed. Additionally, mini screws have the advantage of greater flexibility in the area of placement, which results in a greater ability to direct forces in an ideal direction. Additionally, forces can be applied to them almost immediately after placement. In an article titled Intrusion of Posterior Teeth Using Mini-Screw Implants by Young-Chu Park et al., which appeared in the June 2003 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, the authors presented two case reports of patients who had extruded maxillary molars that were intruded with the use of mini-screws as anchorage. The first patient was a 49-year-old woman who had an over-erupted maxillary second molar that was interfering with the placement of implants in the mandibular arch. The second patient was a 52-year-old woman whose maxillary left first and second molars were over-erupted, leaving very little vertical space for the placements of implants in the mandible. Both of these patients had mini screws placed in the maxilla to provide a stable source of attachment for elastics to intrude the molars. Records from the cases show that in both instances the molars were significantly intruded and adequate vertical space was provided for implants in the mandibular arch. In the first case, a surgical mini plate was also used to help support anchorage. This is basically a plate that is placed across fracture sites in the maxilla and mandible during orthognathic surgery to stabilize individual bony segments. When used for anchorage, mini plates are placed in the maxillary or mandibular cortical bone, leaving one loop exposed to the gingival tissue to act as a source of attachment. The results demonstrated in these two cases of intrusion of maxillary molars were impressive. In addition to being very simple to insert, surgical mini screws provide a source of anchorage for intrusion that does not require attachment to adjacent teeth, which can result in unwanted reciprocal extrusion of these teeth. The screws are usually well tolerated by patients. The bottom line is that the simple design of mini screws makes them comfortable to the patient. Side effects such as extrusion of adjacent teeth are minimized so that results are more reliable. And the implantation technique is relatively simple and allows control of the direction and the amount of force delivered. For these reasons, I feel very confident that you are going to see a greater and greater use of surgical mini screws as a source of anchorage in orthodontic treatment. When surgical mini screws are compared with the type of individual tooth distraction that I discussed in the previous review, two major differences become apparent. The first is that the mini screw has the advantage of being easier to place, while the individual tooth distraction procedure has the advantage of creating much more rapid tooth movement. You can find this article, which has excellent photographs of the two patients that were treated with surgical mini screws, in the June 2003 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics. If you have a patient who has severe anchorage requirements and less than ideal cooperation, I would suggest that you read this article in detail.